So Mormonism teaches that there's not only Heavenly Father, there's also Heavenly Mother. God is married, and He has a wife. And we're going to document that. If you'll look with me on page 3 of your handout, you'll see a photocopy from Joseph Fielding Smith, who was a prophet of the church. In his book, Answers to Gospel Questions, Joseph Fielding Smith talks about our mother in heaven. Let's look at that middle column first. In the middle column underlined, he says this from page 143 of his book. This is volume 3 of Answers to Gospel Questions, page 143, middle column. How can we be the offspring of God, and how can He be the Father of our spirits unless we had a mother and were born? And in the right-hand column, he says this from page 144. He asks, is it not feasible to believe that female spirits were created in the image of a mother in heaven? And if you look back on the left-hand column, he introduces it back on page 142 when he says this, the fact that there's no reference to a mother in heaven, either in the Bible, Book of Mormon, or Doctrine and Covenants, is not sufficient proof that no such thing as a mother did exist there. If we had a father, which we did, for all these records speak of him, then does not good common sense tell us that we must have had a mother there also? Now, from that quote, we want to see something. We're wanting to see, first of all, it's very clear that this Mormon prophet teaches we must have a mother in heaven, but he's also saying this doctrine must be true even though she's not mentioned in the Bible, or the Book of Mormon, or the Doctrine and Covenants, or any reference of any Mormon scripture. And so there's many things that are very clear and plain and precious to Latter-day Saints which are not found in their scriptures but are taught in authoritative documents and by their prophets such as Joseph Fielding Smith here. Now, if you go back to your chart, you'll see that there, near the star Kolob on the planet called the Preexistence or First Estate, Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother, the LDS leaders have taught that Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother have spirit children. If you fill in the blank, that's spirit children who look much like we do now. Basically, it works this way. Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother have babies, the same way people on earth have babies, children. And it really strikes at question one, which you see question one at the top of the page, where did we come from? The Mormon leaders have taught that all of us in the classroom, everybody at the college today, everyone on the earth alive right now, everyone who ever has been born in the past, everyone who ever has been born in the future, where did we come from? What we're going to see is the Latter-day Saint leaders have taught that we all used to live with Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother in the preexistence here on the planet near the star Kolob. We were spirit children. We would look much like we do now, except we had spirit bodies rather than tangible bodies of flesh and bone. Let me just ask the class, raise your hand. Have you ever met somebody? Raise your hand if you've ever met someone, and it's like right away you'd known them your whole life. Raise your hand if you've ever... Well, see, you probably knew that person here on the planet near the star Kolob. You're not completely convinced, but... What typically will happen, though, is that sometimes somebody might say, well, yeah, I do have that feeling, or maybe it's deja vu. But whatever, does that mean that it's true? Again, we want to remember, we want to contrast this with what the Bible teaches. We'll see later on in the class. Now, everybody, so Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother have billions of spirit babies. Think of the entire Earth's population. All of us, before we came to this Earth, we lived up there in the preexistence. Two of our older brothers both wanted to be the Savior of the Earth. Jesus desired to be our Savior, our older brother Jesus, but so did his brother Lucifer. And we're going to see in a moment that the church teaches, the LDS leaders have taught, that Jesus and Lucifer are spirit brothers along with the rest of us. Let's look at page 4 and 5 here of your manual to get some documentation on that, because I think this is very significant. And this is also helpful in using some of these documents with someone who's thinking about joining the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church is growing so rapidly. Well, they have claimed in the past that they are winning 282 Baptists into the Mormon Church every 7 days. That's the claim that they have made. Some, myself included, would question the accuracy of that statement, but certainly no one would disagree that many, many people are converting into the Mormon Church. It's grown from an initial membership in the year 1830 of 6 charter members to well past 11 million members today, making it one of the fastest growing religions in the history of the world. So there's a good chance that you're going to have someone you know, a family member, a friend, someone at work, someone you're going to know is going to be considering joining the Mormon Church. And you can say, you know, one of the differences I would have, or concerns I would have, is the teaching by LDS leaders that Jesus and Lucifer are spirit brothers. Now, there's a very good chance your friend has not heard that doctrine, and they may question you. They might say, well, now the missionaries didn't mention that. That's not what the leaders of the church have taught, and so that's why your documents are so important.